if you ever like get the opportunity to like do something like different or like that scares you, like you should do it.
So I kind of cut you off. Where else did you get to visit besides Singapore?
Singapore, let me see. Did I travel anywhere? I went to Malaysia, which is like just close. And then I traveled in many parts of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
So Indonesia is like really big. It's like very spread out. I think there's at least between, which is a really big number, but 13,000 to 15,000 islands that make up the country of Indonesia. And some of these islands are like... quite like modern, but then some are like not. One of the places I've been to a lot was Bali. I've been to Yogyakarta, which is, I think from what I understand, one of the first like prominent cities there. That's where, so Indonesia a long time ago was kind of like monarchy and they had, kings and queens. And so in Yogyakarta, it's really famous for its temples. And then I think, if I'm right, they have in Yogyakarta, it's one of the biggest Hindu temples. It's called Candi Borobudur, which this thing is incredible. It's basically like rocks piled on top of each other. It's like puzzle pieces. Like I can remember coming up the steps and stuff and you could see like where the where I guess they chiseled and they layer the rocks into each other. But from what I think it is like that's the only thing holding us up is there is because they're put together. But inside the temple, it's like you can there's stories. There is like scenes and stuff like chiseled into it, which is really neat. And also where it's located is like in a bowl. In like the middle of like a forest valley looking thing with a volcano in the background.
Oh, that's picturesque.
Right. Yeah. And it's like very active. But I've been to Yogyakarta. I'm trying to think, where have I been to? I've been to surrounding areas too. Like there's a city called Tangerang. I'm trying to see what else. Oh, there's the, there's something near Jakarta that's called Thousand Islands. And it's literally a bunch of like mini little islands right outside the city. So if you like want to get away from the city like for a weekend, you don't have to go to Bali. You can just... go to like the port, take a ferry, and then you can go to another island.
That's cool.
Which is where island hopping comes in place. You can literally like jump from little islands to islands, which is really cool.
That is cool.
It was fun.
Okay, now I got another question for you. Do you know of any of the beef between Singapore and Malaysia? Did you see any of that?
I don't think so. I don't know like what specifically.
I don't really know because I'm not from either. But I was like, there's a comedian. And he is Malaysian. And he did a special. His name is Kavin J.
Okay.
And I think I sent it to Alex. But I actually watched it after I hung out with y'all again. Because I hadn't seen it in years. But he did it in Singapore. And he would reference stuff. I ended up watching it with subtitles.
Because
he would, I guess, speak Malaysian occasionally.
Because
he would say little things. And he'd always take digs at Singapore. Because apparently it's like Singapore and Malaysia have kind of like a Nashville-Memphis relationship apparently. Okay. And the way it's kind of talked about is like Malaysian people don't care for Singapore because Singapore is like so glamorous and cosmopolitan and flashy and new.
Okay.
And so it's like Malaysia's like, oh, Singapore thinks they're better than us, but like we have our own culture and we're cool.
Yeah.
And so he would always talk about this and I go, maybe I don't understand it because I don't know the culture. I think a lot more of these jokes would, I'd appreciate them.
Yeah.
They're still funny, but yeah, I just wonder if you ever saw it.
I mean, I guess I could see it because I know, okay, so I lived in Indonesia.
Yeah.
And I loved Singapore. I was really fascinated by it because it's a very big city and it's oddly clean.
Oh yeah.
For a city. Yes. Like, you know how sometimes like you'll see trash on the streets, right? No, Singapore is kept clean. Actually, I remember riding their, MRT one time and they literally have signs where like you cannot chew gum.
Oh wow.
Right. Like it's like that strict. And I remember I got into a cab one time. And you basically like could not harass the cab driver. So basically the cab driver was like the right one. And I guess if you had beef or something with a cab driver, there was like a fine that you would have to pay.
Oh, wow.
And so Singapore had like really strict rules. I thought that was really interesting. It was a very clean city. So I can see why Singaporean, or maybe why there was beef.
Uh-huh.
And why they like thought Singaporeans were like better. Because Singapore was beautiful, extravagant. To be honest, I loved being able to say that I could go to Singapore.
Yeah.
You like
flex.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Multiple times too. That was a thing. And I think it's just because of like, I guess like how the government was there, because, people from Indonesia, if you were like Indonesian, they would always ask me like, did you like Singapore? And I'm like, yeah, I loved it. They're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, have you ever been? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, how did you like it? They're like, oh, we don't like it. I'm like, oh, okay. Wow. So I can see maybe why Malaysia has beef with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever see, again, I'm going again, more off comedy. I love some comedy. Did you ever see Asian racism?
Yes.
Because I only hear about it from comedians. And I hear about it like anytime they bring up like Asian cultures.
Yes. And I saw it before even going over to Asia. Oh, yeah? I saw it with like my mom. My mom. Okay. And I like don't know. I like don't know why it's like that. But I can remember. So my mom is Indonesian, and she says that she is just Indonesian.
Uh-huh.
So she had, I don't want to say beef, but there was always something she was like, yeah, they're Chinese or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, it's still Asian. She goes, yeah, but like, you know, and I'm like, yeah. I never understood. I'm like, no, I don't know what that means. And she just said, yeah, I don't know. Growing up, my family just always had this thing. They're like, oh, you're Chinese. Okay. And she was like, she never really explained it. Like, you know what I mean? But when I went to Indonesia, right, I was like kind of expecting, again, I don't remember, like I went there during our childhood and things like that. And I remember visiting, but again, I never saw anyone outside of my mom's family.
Mm-hmm.
But I was expecting to see more of people like that looked like my mom.
Yeah.
Okay. And really, that was not it. So Indonesia, it's kind of like America. It's like a melting pot, but with different Asian in the cities, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I had friends that were Chinese Indonesian, where like their roots were Chinese, mm-hmm. but they just grew up in Indonesia, so they like know the language. And I had students that were the same way, that were either like Japanese Indonesian, and it was just because they lived in Indonesia, so they like knew the language and knew the culture, but they were Japanese, kind of like that, right? And even within my kids, they would like joke around with me. With the kids, it was like different, because obviously like their kids, they take it very lightheartedly, which they should.
Right.
But like with the, even with the adults I worked with, like my co-teachers in Indonesia, love them, miss them. Hopefully they hear this. I'm going to try to like get them to, you know, listen to it. But anyways, they would kind of joke around with it too, you know, about, but they never like explained it. Now, I know in Indonesia, there was, like, a lot of, I think, like, bad blood with some of the Asian countries, but specifically, like, China. And so I would see, or I would hear, really, where they would talk about kind of, like, racism within, like, their own Asian, like, culture. Like, another one for that is, there's a country, what is it? Papua?
Mm-hmm.
Which is right next to Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's technically considered Indonesian, but it's right there, okay? But I've heard where they say they are Indonesian, but then I've heard where they say, like, they're not a part of Indonesia. Kind of like how Alaska is to the United States.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But, okay, they were kind of racist to people that were from, like, Papua. And I think it was just based on, like, how dark their skin was.
Huh.
And that was it. Like, because Papua is, like, not very, I don't think it's, like, very modern.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, how far it is and things like that. But even, like, within, because, like, I remember one of my first experiences with it was with a class that I had.
Uh-huh.
And then someone was like, oh, he's black. And I was like, what? And I was like looking around and I was like, who are you talking about? Uh-huh. And they were like pointing to this boy and I was like, no, he's not. And they're like, yeah, he is. He's like Papua. And I was like, no, he's not. I was like, he's just tan. And he's like, yeah, you're all tan. And then he was like, no, like, he's black, I'm brown, you're white. And I'm like, okay. I was like, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was curious. Because these kids at the time, I think, were probably between the ages of, like, I want to say maybe 10 to 12. Quite young. You know what I mean? And their English was good enough to carry on a conversation. But, like, how in-depth you could get was a bit different. And so I was just, like, curious because I remember looking at this boy, and this boy was just really tan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was just brown.
Yeah.
And then the other boy that was calling him and, like, other kids, like, these names, he was brown too, but a lighter shade. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, and obviously compared to them and then me, I was the lightest. And they were like, you're white. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like... But, like, you know, I was like, you can't just tell people that they're something and then they're not, or whatever. And then, and again, like, their kids, they don't quite, like, understand yet, but they learn as they go, right? But I can remember my boss at the time, he was English, okay? Like, he is white, right? And I remember asking him, I was like, okay, well, like, if I'm white, what's he?
And clear,
right? Well, they were like, he's white. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But that was something that I, like, tried to kind of, like, ask him about. But at the same time, that was, like, one of, I think, my, like, first weeks of, like, teaching. Mm. And, you know, and that was, like, I didn't really quite know how to, like.
Yeah, approach that.
Approach it with kids. But I just, I think I remember kind of ending that conversation was, like, look, it's like, are you Indonesian? And they're like, yeah. And it's like, okay, well, like, is he Indonesian? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so, like, I'm like, why does it matter?
Yeah.
You know? Because I was like, in America, I'm like, you have many, like, many colors.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but kidding. You know what? I was like, you're still American. I was like, you can have Asian Americans. I'm like, that's what I am. And they're like, you're American. And I'm like, I'm half Indonesian. And they're like, yeah, but, like, you're American. So even to them, I was still... a boule, like a foreigner, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
So I just thought that was interesting because, like, I think for them, like the younger kids, it's how you sounded. Because, like, to them, they could see, I guess, like, Asian in me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was like my features were a bit different than theirs.
Yeah.
So.
And then you sounded more American. I mean. I guess I didn't really think about how you sound. Of course, we're not in that culture.
Right. Because obviously we wouldn't say that. Because, you know, if someone is like, oh, I'm Asian American, you'd be like, yeah, okay. Like, you wouldn't have to explain that. Does that make sense?
Right.
I remember, like, when I was there, and this isn't just, like, with the kids. Like, there were times with, like, and it was only actually with, like, other Asian people. They'd be like, you look Asian, but you don't sound Asian. I'd be like, I'm, like, biracial. They're like, okay. They're like, well, what are you? And I'm like, I'm Indonesian and, like, part American. And they're like, oh, so you're American. And I'd be like, okay.
Dude, yeah, you're never going to win that conversation.
I just stopped saying, unless someone would be like, oh, like, what are you? Which I don't like the way that sounds. Like, what are you? Like, what are you, Isaac?
Another person. Yeah.
But that's just how it was a lot of the times. I would have to, like, explain myself, which I feel like, you wouldn't have to because, like, obviously, like, here, you wouldn't do that. And most people wouldn't ask you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Versus, like, there, it was different.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Now, were you ever able to differentiate or people over there that live there full time from their born and raised, are they able to differentiate, like, between what countries Asians are from?
Kind of, yeah. Because I think it was, like, even with, like,
how?
Me,
yeah,
it's like the features.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously, like, I feel like if you're Asian of some sort, you either have, like, almond eyes or kind of, like, the squintier eyes, you know what I mean? And so, like, you could just kind of tell in their features, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So, like, my mom says that she is, what is it, like, pure Indonesian.
Uh-huh.
And then I can't remember how accurate I am with this, but, like, a long time ago, like, the first Indonesian was called, like, the Man of Java.
Okay.
So that was, like, the original, like, descendant of Indonesia.
Okay.
Was the Man of Java. All right. And so, My mom had explained it to where, like, if you were true Indonesian,
yeah,
you know, like, that is what you looked like. And so, obviously, as a kid, I didn't know what that was until, like, yeah. I went over there. And then I could see it, and then I could see similar features of, like, my mom.
Okay.
Kind of in, like, I guess, like, the early Javanese people.
Okay.
And then versus, I guess, like, the other Asian cultures that have, like, migrated over mm-hmm. into Indonesia. So you can kind of tell, and it's all about the features, right? But sometimes, like, it would be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of the times you could always tell if they were, like, Japanese. Not Japanese, sorry. If they were, like, Chinese or, like, uh-huh. Korean. But it was all based on, like, their features most of the time.
Man. And about, like, height and weight and builds, like, pretty similar between Asians?
Yes. Everybody was, okay, a majority of people were petite.
Okay.
They thought I was tall, which obviously yeah. I loved that because, like, I've kind of wanted to be tall, but yeah. I'm not very tall.
Big, powerful woman.
Yeah, because I was yeah. like, I'm tall. Oh, my gosh. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
I remember one time asking my kids to describe, like, somebody,
mm-hmm.
like, in the room, right? And then these kids wanted to describe me, right? And I am telling you, they made my ego so big. I yeah. was like, oh, my God, they think I'm tall. Like,
how tall are you?
I'm like, if I'm lucky, if I'm being honest, I'm probably like pushing like 5'5" and a half, maybe 5'6". I doubt I'm 5'6", but like if yeah. I'm lucky. But yeah,
man,
so
that's
like
crazy, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of them were like small, they were petite, and I'm not gonna lie, there were times I like looked at them and I was like, you know, like in their eyes, yeah, I would be like yeah. considered fat.
Little people, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and like I'm not joking. And then there are times where people, specifically like men,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I think they try to mean it more of like a compliment kind of way.
Yeah.
But there were times when like little Asian men would like try to approach me. And then once they realized that I could not speak Indonesian, they would either like run away, literally run away, or or they would try to like make conversation with the best English that they knew. Right. And it was those men, right? Not the men that like knew English, but uh-huh. it was the men that like barely knew it. But they were like, I'm going to try. Like they're going to shoot their shot. They would like try to talk to me and they'd be like, oh, you're American. I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh yeah, I see you, American body. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, what does that mean? Yeah, right. And obviously
I
like,
I think he's hitting on me or no, maybe he just wants to,
exactly. I'm like,
wants a green card.
I'm like, he's either hitting on me or he's insulting me. And I'm like, uh-huh. but we'll just see how this goes. And I'm not gonna lie, I always like entertained it to see like how, uh-huh. like what's he really getting to?
What's like the best one you ever got?
Okay. So I remember one time I was on a plane. I was going to Bali actually. Okay. And I was sitting next to, he was Indonesian and I was sitting next to him and he was like older.
Uh-huh.
Was he married? I don't know, but I'm just assuming cause he's like an older man. So I'm just assuming he's a married man.
Sure.
Maybe. Anyways. I was sitting by the window and I was like looking out. I think it was like one of my first times going to Bali. So I was like really mm-hmm. excited. And then this man says something to me in Indonesian. And obviously I just like look at him and then he says it again. And then I was just like, I asked him like Bisa English, which means like, can you English? Which is not
not right. English. Yeah.
Right. Well, what was that yeah. thing? They like didn't actually say like word for word.
Yeah.
Do you speak English? You know, they're just like English can. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, English can.
And he was like, oh, he's like a little, and he's like, you English? And I was like, no, me American, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. He's like American. And I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, oh, he's like so beautiful. And I'm like, oh, thank you. You know uh-huh. what I mean? But then
let's hear it. Yeah.
But then he was like, oh, he was like, you have such American body. And I was like, what does that mean? I didn't ask uh-huh. him that. I was just like, oh, okay. And he's like, I go on diet. He's like, let me tell you my diet. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like,
oh, that's funny.
I was like, this man just shattered me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in Bali, which is basically like, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. it's about to be like all skin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, he just shattered me. I was like, okay.
Oh, dude, bold.
Right. But the way he is like acting about it, it looked like he was, or it seemed like he was trying to hit on me.
Yeah,
but that's not how I was like, that's rude.
I was dude, like, yeah, I might want to hire a translator.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I did feel bad going off that plane. I was like, man. Okay. And then another time it happened again with a younger man.
Uh-huh.
Almost the same way. And then he had the audacity to be like, actually, he didn't like say it to me verbally. He like texted it he texted it in his phone. And it was basically like if I wanted to have lunch with him. And I was like, no.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, no, I was like, no.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, oh, he's like, sorry if I hurt you. And I was like, no, I just don't want to. And he was like, uh-huh. Oh, okay. He's like, so, number. And I'm like, no, like you insulted me. Yeah. I was like, and I'm going to go now. Yeah, I was like, that's not how this works.
Oh gosh.
And he looked confused. And I'm like, you don't call a girl like, hey, you're beautiful. Oh, you a big girl. Like, you know what I mean? Which, like, I would have to say, I'm, like, pretty, like, average size. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And so I was, like...
No, people can't see you, but yeah.
Yeah, so compared to the Asians, yeah, I was bigger. But, like, I was like, all right.
That's funny.
That shattered me funny. That first time.
Man, yeah, that's humbling. Yeah. But at the same time, they keep, you know, gassing you up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which one is it, Asia?
I don't know.
Let's figure it out.
I don't know. But man. According to Asian standards, uh-huh. Like, I would be bigger. We would all be bigger.
Oh, gosh, yes. I bet. All right. Well, I appreciate you talking all about Indonesia. I'm sure there's other stuff you want to talk about or want to cover. Is there anything that's on your mind you just want to get off? Anything you want to talk about or bring up or discuss or share?
Not at the moment. Is there something that...
Oh, man. I'm looking through some questions here. Stuff. Let me see some stuff I've never... okay, well, here's one. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
Well, I guess with the circumstances right now, you would have to make it like count.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I could go anywhere right now, this doesn't sound kind of funny, I think, because of the situation, but I would actually get to go to China.
China?
Yes.
Why China?
Okay, so obviously the pandemic, the situation that we're in right now started in China. Right. But China, I don't know, I think is quite interesting just because they are advanced in like a lot of things, kind of like how we are. Obviously, we're a Western culture, but China is also quite big.
Right.
And I mean, I like don't personally know, but like I know some people that are in China right now. They're in Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
And it literally almost looks like they're like back to like normalcy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. But obviously like when this all happened, China went on like a major like lockdown. So like no one could go anywhere. No one could do anything. So they were like, it's basically, I guess like house arrest. Like you really didn't have a choice. But I would like to go to China. I actually would like to go to Shanghai if I could, to work next, but we'll see how that goes. But just because of like all the things that China has, like the Great Wall, all the different cities, some of my favorite movies also. But I think China, just because of the variety that it has, like the mountains and things like that.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. After we just flame China for half an hour.
Right.
Okay. If you could have dinner with any person living or dead, who would you meet with?
I'd want to have dinner with the Kardashians.
Which one? All of them?
I would like to have it with...
Are the Kardashians different than the Jenners? Or are you including them?
No, I'm not going to include them. But I think they're basically the same. If I could have a dinner with one of the Kardashians... Well, with a Kardashian, I would like to either do it with Kris Jenner. Okay. Yeah. Kris or Kim Kardashian.
Why is that?
Okay, well, because of Kris, okay, so she's like momager or whatever herself, right? So I think it's just because like how she took her entire family and she made an entire dynasty out of them.
Oh, right.
That family is big. Like they all like have
several billions. Yeah,
exactly. And so basically it's like how or where this whole thing even started. It's like, I'm going to take my family's life.
Yeah.
Kind of exploit it. But like, you know, I mean, their family is quite interesting. They have a very lavish lifestyle. Things have happened to them and they're very open with it. And I think that's the thing that I think is really interesting is they don't hold anything back. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen their show, but they're quite open with, like, a lot of the things. And then with, like, Kim Kardashian, I think with it's, like, where she started to, like, where she is now.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, like, she's a Kardashian. Because of her, this entire family got a spotlight, you know what I mean? Versus, like, her dad who took care of, like, the O.J. Simpson case. She helped bring their family name more, like, into light.
Right.
But, like, now she... I mean, she... I personally think that she, like, did well for herself. So, besides having, like, a famous family and a famous name...
Right.
I mean, she... She has a business now. She made her own business. I'm pretty sure, is a lawyer. And she kind of does what her dad did. I don't remember, like, exactly what it was, but basically, she fights for the people that were wrongly accused.
Right.
So I
know she got Trump to pardon a handful of people.
Right, exactly. One was
a woman in Nashville, yeah.
Right. And I think a lot of people just, like, they just, like, discredit her a lot. Just, I think, mm-hmm. just because of, like, what their family, like, is known for. And I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes the shows I've seen are, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
They are. But I just feel like because of, I guess, like, what she did for herself, I think it's also, like, quite interesting. You know what I mean? Like, she also, like, made, like, a whole new name for herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be one of them, too. Chris or Kim.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Okay, I'll do another one. If you could live in any other era in history, when would you live and why?
I would like to, I think, probably live in, like, I guess, like, the ancient times. I don't know what you would call it, but, like in the Egyptian era.
Okay. So, like, way old ancient times. Ancient Egypt.
Yes.
Like, all the BC times.
Yes. And to be honest, like, I would never make it very long. I would die young. Yeah. But.
Everyone did. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's just because there's just, like, a lot of, like, conspiracies and stuff that started with that era, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of things, and I just feel like it's connected to, like, a lot of, like, different, because, like, even in, like, the Bible, right? Like,
yeah.
They have something to do with, like, the Pharaoh and things like that, but then, like, you look at, like, what is it, like, the Greek Empire and things like that, they had connection with that, and it's just, like, a lot of different things. But also with that, though, when I was taking my history classes, I took an Egyptology class. And why? Because I thought it was really cool. So uh-huh. I was like, I'm going to do it. At one point, I wanted to be like an Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And I had considered actually going into like archaeology. But when I realized like it would take years years of studying. And also that was really difficult to do.
You gotta really love it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then so I took this class and it was a lot different than what I thought it would be. So it basically focused on, what is it, like gender roles, but it was based more about like the women's side, okay?
In ancient Egypt,
Egypt, you're right. Because I think like when you watch like movies, and when you watch movies about Egypt, or maybe like when you see things, they're quite like sexualized and then they look like they're more like submissive. But then when I, like, took this class, we basically studied, like, literature, right? Uh-huh. Stories and, like, documents that, like, archaeologists had, like, had recovered. And then they, like, translated out and things like that. But how, like, women held, like, a higher power, but, like, kind of, like, an under-the-table kind of way. Like, you know what I mean? I don't remember, like, where I heard this, but I think I, like, saw this from a movie or something. They're, like, the man may be, like, the head, but the woman is the neck.
Oh, yeah.
And that's basically, like, what, like, the things, like, the pieces of literature that we had studied is basically kind of things like that. Like, for instance, like, I feel like a lot of times women, we talk about, like, Mother Nature. She is a woman.
Right.
Right? Okay. So it's, like, in like, Egyptology or, like, uh-huh. in ancient times, it's, like, the woman was such an important role because it gave life to everything. Yeah. Right? Even though, like, there was only, like, kings and pharaohs that could do it, it's, like, but women still had, like, an upper hand in things.
Yeah.
But they just weren't given the credit.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Absolutely right.
Right.
You got to read Captivating. I can talk about that in a second. But,
yes.
I was listening to a sermon the other day. I don't even know who it was. I just heard it on the radio when I was working on my car. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how, I think it was Elisha in the Old Testament mm-hmm. raised somebody from the dead. It was like mm-hmm. one of the signs of like a sick boy and he sneezed seven or he was dead and he sneezed 7 times, was brought back to life. Mm-hmm. But the pastor was saying how 10 times in scripture, somebody was raised from the dead. And 9 of those 10 times, it was done and appeared before women. Mm-hmm. So women would have to testify because women had no, they just held no weight in society. Mm-hmm. So it was like God purposed to use people that society didn't value, mm-hmm. because it was proving that, okay, it's so like irrefutable that even somebody that has no like legal validity at all, mm-hmm. like it's so irrefutable that you can trust their witness and you have to listen to them who you wouldn't otherwise listen to. Mm-hmm. And plus it was like man would always look at the big powerful man, mm-hmm. you know, and so mankind's like, yeah, that's the person who will be a testament to whatever. And then realistically, it was always the people that were neglected. So he was like talking about that. But then Captivating was talking about how it was like Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And just like the role of the woman. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
You got to read that book.
I might have to. No, but I would definitely like to live in that time. But
yeah.
Realistically, you're right. None of us would live to be yeah. the ages that we are. Just yeah. because like, it was like their hygiene and stuff like that.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
I remember and I think it was like 8th grade U.S. history. This was like during all the like mm-hmm. colonial era in America. And this is probably like 1600s. And they were making our little towns. And they were going to the bathroom and dumping it upstream from where they were like getting their water from. And everyone was always getting sick and they couldn't figure out. And people were just dying off.
Yeah.
And, but like you look at that and you go, really? Like no one thought that through?
Right. Like you didn't think that you know, that was
a couple
was
hundred
that.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can't even imagine, you know, yeah. 5,000 years ago or whatever it was.
Right.
But that's good stuff, man. Do you have any good book recommendations or documentary or movie recommendations you want to tell listeners to check out?
Let's see.
Besides Captivating by John and Stacey Eldridge.
No, I think I want to read. Okay, so I don't read as much as I like used to. But I've started reading again. But the things that I've read are like poetry. I cannot quote anything to you right now because like I just feel like. Well, okay, the poet that I'm reading right now, her name is like Rupi Kaur. I don't think I said her last name right, but she's like an Indian poet uh-huh. who I think like lives in Canada. So I think she's like Indian Canadian.
Was she the Milk and Honey one? Was that the one we were talking about?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So she has like a 3-book series, but they're all about like women and also like about, I guess like immigrants or like basically being non-white.
Okay.
Basically.
Big theme today, yeah.
Yes, but obviously, like, because she's, like, Indian.
And she's in Canada, right?
I think she's in Canada.
Okay.
Now, but I think she, like, grew up in India, and then I think eventually her family, like, traveled out of India.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, a lot of the stories that she writes are based on, like, I guess, like, her culture, or, like, I guess also, like, the... stereotype or the things that we hear about like Asian cultures or I guess like maybe like more of like an Indian culture.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times besides that it talks about like women, right? It's like okay. The things that women like go through, like the silent battles to I guess the ones that they fight like outside.
Okay.
I can't remember one off like the top of my head right now. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
If you do like poetry, and I will say it's not for everyone because like I have some friends that like really like that. Like me and Alex like some of the things that she writes.
Yeah.
She's also kind of risky. So that's like kind of fun too.
Uh-huh.
But if you do want to check it out, you definitely should. She has like 3 books. So it's like Milk and Honey, The Sun and Her Flowers, and then Homebody. And the titles of the books kind of, it gives you kind of like an insight of like what you, like what the book is about.
Okay.
So like the first two is basically about, it's about women, but mostly like their bodies.
Uh-huh.
And then The Homebody, I haven't read that one, but I assume it's probably about like your inner self. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because when she wrote this book, it was all during quarantine.
Oh, wow.
So I assume it's probably about like you stuff.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Do you have any good quotes you want to end your episode on?
I don't know.
Any good advice for listeners?
Okay. Ask some advice.
Okay.
Because Alex stole my quote the last time.
Yeah.
Because it was my quote.
she did.
Yeah. But, okay. Some advice I think that I would have is like, If you ever like get the opportunity to like do something like different or like that scares you, like you should do it. Cause like my quote that Alex took, my sister is, like the unexpected, like brings like the unbelievable, mm-hmm. which it does.
That's true. Yeah.
And the thing about it is like, you would never know unless you tried it. So I just think that whatever it is like in life that you do, or want to try,
yeah.
Just like do what like scares you, you know? So it's like, if you think that if you're ever in a situation where, or if you ever get the opportunity where you want to do something or try something new,
yeah,
do it, even if it makes you uncomfortable at first, because like you don't grow unless you do it, you try it. So
that's great. Morgan, where can people keep up with you? Do you have a travel blog or anything, an Instagram or a Twitter or something you post stuff on?
I wish I started a travel blog. I don't know why I did. I almost started a food diary, to be quite honest. Oh, dude,
there you go. Yeah.
I'm still thinking about it. But I have an Instagram, and it's Morgan Tucker. But my name, Morgan, is spelled differently. It's with an I instead of an A, and I'll let you guys figure out that part. Yeah. But Morgan Tucker.
Morgan Tucker. Morgan, thank you so much. This wasn't bad at all. You're not even nervous anymore, are you?
No.
Yeah. You're right in your comfort zone. Morgan, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Isaac, for having
me. And you're also going to get a two-part episode just like your sister.
Oh, really?
And I think you even got more airtime than your sister.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah.
I hope she heard that, wherever she may be.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Morgan, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me over to your kind of halfway house. Yeah.
Yeah. My halfway house.
All right. All right, well, that was Morgan Tucker and this is Cattle Call Podcast, and I will see you on the other side.